Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the story we're going to be covering today is about the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, who died at the age of 83 in Switzerland. And this happened about a month ago. The singer had began performing, you know, alongside her ex-husband, Ike Turner, who supposedly, you know, subjected her to years of abuse. And then she left him and resurrected her career, you know, from what it was in the early 1980s. And she took it to new heights, and she became one of the world's biggest rock and roll music stars. Now, according to her spokesperson, Tina Turner died peacefully at the age of 83 along illness in her home in Kaschnach near Zurich, Switzerland. I hope I pronounced that right. And we all know with the passing of Tina Turner, the world loses one of the great music legends and role models that there was for singers of her caliber. And she definitely will be missed all around the world, especially in the black community, who she was a role model for many performers around the world.
I think when I look back over my life, I've lived a quite positive life.
Tina Turner had an ageless spirit, and it was a joy to spend time with her. The singer was almost 70 when she invited E.T. to this private rock concert in 2008. During our 3.5-hour visit, she never slowed down.
How do you stay so hip? I mean, you are so down with it.
Am I really hip?
You are. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh.
Those girls on stage back in the love have a whole hard time holding a candle.
I know what you're telling me. You're saying to me, you're 70 years old. I know that's what you want to say, isn't it?
But yeah. You're down with it.
Next year, I am. I'm 70 years old. I just have energy. I do nothing. I've never done drugs. A little wine, champagne on off days, not even now on off days, but no, I just don't need, I was born with this. I've got fans way back from the Ike and Tina days, so they were going to be the 70-year-olds and down, so we arranged an intermission for them, so they can take a little break and go and fan and have some water.
Rolling. Tina's career started with her first husband in the Ike and Tina Turner Review in the 60s. Years later, Tina revealed that Ike's abuse nearly cost her life. It played out on the big screen in the movie about Tina's life, 1993's What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Angela Bassett.
I'm Tina Turner. My husband and I just had a fight. I'm supposed to open at the Academy tonight. I have 36 cents and a mobile car. But if you would give me a room, I swear I will pay you back.
It was always a black eye, a broken nose, a busted lip.
I was totally finished with the life, and it was just a matter of cleaning, just of leaving.
Tina left Ike. She was broke and turned to cleaning friends' homes.
They didn't like this. Oh, Tina, how can you? I was pleased. I was happy. I needed to earn my way.
At 44, she released her biggest solo hit, and her career skyrocketed, selling more than 200 million records.
It was 1977 when I left Ike Turner. My life has progressively climbed and became better and better and better. I have no reason to think about this man. Not even on stage. The arrangements are mine. The musicians play as I want them to play. My stage performances are as I want them to be now, not as how I would have wanted. I have gone on with my new life. And it's wonderful.
That new life included a pregame Super Bowl performance in 2000. E.T. was there at rehearsal on the field and at her side on game day.
How did it go out there?
Oh, wonderful.
Boy, you know, you made me forget there's a football game today.
Well, you can't forget that.
E.T. interviewed Tina 33 times over the decades, the first in 1981.
It's fantastic to still be here and to do it.
And while her look evolved, Tina's passion for rock and roll never wavered.
I just feel like we're finally, my style has caught up with itself because I was obviously ahead of my own time. You're
simply the best. In 2008, Tina launched her 50th anniversary tour. It would be her 9th solo concert tour. Hey. Oh.
When it's easy to sing, of course, it's fun. But the hard part is weaving in something different, but yet still giving them the songs that they want to hear and that kind of performance.
In 2013, she married German music executive Erwin Bach, 17 years her junior.
I found him quite attractive, and I made it known to him. And I wasn't thinking about age.
The couple lived in Switzerland, and Tina never looked back.
Being happy. That's what I am. I'm a happy person these days.
When the show goes away, what's the next chapter to be written for Tina Turner?
Well, that's interesting. I think I'll probably live to be 100. Someone said once, she's got a fire in her stomach and it'll never go out. I start to think about that. He's probably right. I just have energy. I was born with this.
Well, we know that Tina Turner was simply one of the best rock and roll performers out here. Now, I wasn't into rock and roll that much, although there were some groups out here that I really appreciated their rock and roll music, and Tina Turner was definitely one of them that I truly loved and admired.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. One of the great legends of rock and roll died today. Tina Turner was an unforgettable live performer who rose from an abusive marriage to become one of the most successful singers of all time. We've learned more about her final days. A music icon gone.
Pop icon and soul icon Tina Turner has passed away.
Legendary singer Tina Turner has died. Tina Turner died today at her home in a small village in Switzerland. In a statement, her family says the queen of rock and roll has died peacefully today at the age of 83 after a long illness.
Tina Turner is a true icon in every sense of the word. She was a superstar. She was someone who triumphed over tremendous personal tragedy and difficulty.
She had reportedly suffered from kidney failure, intestinal cancer, and a recent stroke. Her death still came as a shock.
We learned that Tina Turner passed away. She was 83. I didn't clearly a surprise
I
to you.
Know I didn't that. Know the way. It is incredibly sad news. Tina Turner was an icon.
Turner rose to early fame with her husband, Ike Turner. She became famous not just for her voice, but the way she moved. No one could shimmy like Tina Turner. But suffered domestic abuse at the hands of her husband, depicted in the hit biopic film, What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Angela Bassett. She spoke to Gail King in 2019 about those years.
He was so cruel. He was cruel because he depended on me. He didn't like that he had to depend on me.
Tina left Turner and embarked on a blockbuster solo career.
Tina Turner, through sheer determination and force of will, got herself back to the top of the pop universe.
The accolades kept coming.
I'm very happy to have this and to have achieved this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She lived long enough to see her life story brought to the Broadway stage. A voice for the ages, gone, but never to be forgotten.
For the ones that don't know, Tina Turner's real name, which she was born with, was Annie Anna Bullock in the segregated Tennessee hospital in November of 1939. And then she became Tina Turner and Annie Swiss citizen decades ago. And many legendary performers have paid tribute to Tina Turner, such as Mick Jagger and Elton John, Diane Ross, Beth Midler, Giorgio Armani, among others, who have paid tribute and said words on her greatness as she went through her career and life. So Tina Turner, we love you. You will be missed. And thank you for your tribute to America and across the globe. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. I bring y'all these stories and I tell y'all these things for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. Loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of my life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul. Let's close out this episode with a song from Tina Turner.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more.
In heaven, Tina Turner.
Your natural hair journey is oh so rewarding, but can be extremely stressful when you start to consider what products to use. If that's you, then look no further. Locklicious is a Black-owned company that has created an all-natural product line for locked and loose natural crowns. The Locklicious team works hard to ensure that their products are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, PEG, synthetics, and other toxic chemicals you find in other products. Best of all, the products are lightweight and will not leave residue or cause buildup. Go to LockLicious.com to start treating your crown like royalty.